Bell's hang on here. Here she is.
Hi, George. How are you?
Good, Nadine. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's Tuesday. Thank you for asking.
I know.
Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I hear that you've been talking with Tara, my representative, and I know that you have some really great questions, and I really want to get all those questions addressed, okay? I know she went over the basics of the program, but again, you know, I wanted to address all of your questions, really go over the details, you know, the number of searches and so forth, okay? So now she mentioned to me in the notes, and just to kind of confirm with you that I do have it correct, there are particular areas that you like to service, Brooklyn, Bronx, and Westchester, no Manhattan, not even Staten Island, right? Because it's like you mentioned, traveling to Portugal.
It's like, it's
a distance.
Next stop, Portugal. It's with traffic time, and just to get a truck there, it could be take 90 minutes. Like, I don't know where you guys are from, but even to travel across town, which in a normal city would take 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It takes New York 40, 45 to an hour. So
oh, I know.
People realize, you know, It's not an easy thing, you know?
Well, and I'll tell you, we're located in Southern California. If you've ever been out this way, our traffic is pretty much the same as yours.
It is. Maybe worse.
Yeah. I live, okay? Disneyland is literally, like, not even 5 minutes from my house. You know how long it takes me to get there? Sometimes with the traffic, it can take me, like, 20 minutes. And it's 5 minutes, even 5 minutes from my house.
Believe me, I sit in traffic for 2 hours sometimes, and I know to get to somewhere would normally take me 30 minutes. I get it. So
to address your question as far as, like, with the areas that you want to target, we can target specific areas, George. Okay. Now I know your current location is the 10804 zip code, right? Westchester.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. You know what's weird is I noticed, because I mean I like to do my research too, and when I did a search for your company by name, George, I even noticed like on your Home Advisor listing, the Angie's Leads Home Advisor listing, it has you in a different zip code, which is coming up as Armonk.
Well, Armonk is Westchester. That's my house.
Okay.
Maybe, you know what? I think Angie's List because I paid you with my credit card. I don't know how that is, but it is Westchester, Armonk, believe me.
Okay. Just wanted to confirm that. But the zip code it shows is 10504.
Strange.
Okay.
Well, I know my company's listed. Listen, my main shop is in New Rochelle, but I have other satellite places where I park my vehicles in those boroughs.
Oh,
right?
Okay. So, Okay, got it. Now, so the way that we can target those specific areas, you know, cities or even specific zip codes that you would want to target, we do that with a Google ad. Okay? What we do here is, of course, is getting you listed for the services that you provide, making sure that at any time when someone is searching for those particular services, those keywords, that your company always appears on that first page when they are doing that search, okay? I mean, you and I both know that when it comes to the plumbing, even the electrical work, that's the artery of the home. You know, when you have a plumbing issue, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to look up a plumber, okay, regarding the issue that you're having. No one really has time to sit around and, well, you know, I'll wait for someone to refer. No, I need someone now. I mean, I just had in my home all the plumbing redone because we had cast iron pipes. So that tells you how old the house is. So, yeah, we just recently had all of that done. So, again, I mean, your services is really a service that is needed at that moment. As far as with what we do here, Frank, everything that we do is month to month. Okay. There's no contracts. You don't pay per call or per job. What we do is we set it at a flat rate. Okay. On a month to month basis. And that is to earn your business month in and month out. All right. The major benefit that I'm going to say is the listing being exclusive. If we were to begin working with you on that first page of Google and Bing, we are going to close out that category. We will not work with anyone else in your area who offers the same services. This is to ensure that you're getting the maximum exposure and amount of calls coming to you directly. Okay? I believe that you could see it beneficial to be listed ahead of your competitors on that first page. Right?
Sure.
Absolutely. So, a couple of things that I'm going to do for you. Now, I did see that you have your own website. Beautiful website, by the way.
Yep.
Great job. Did you build that yourself, or was it professionally done?
Nah. You know what? My youngest daughter, I believe, wrote it up on her iPad years ago.
Really?
And
wow.
Yeah. It's like, she's an
she
artist.
She did a great job.
But I had someone polish it up for me.
Okay. Well, great job. Great job. So that's definitely, you know, one of the credits that I'm going to be applying for you. Now, you have great reviews on your home advisor, Angie's Leads listing. I mean, I don't see anything negative in regards to your company. How is that program working for you so far? I mean, how do you like it?
You know what? I just like the exposure. So when Angie's Leads, like, for example, let's say I get a good customer from Angie's Leads, right? And they love me.
Right.
They're not going to go through Angie's Leads. They're going to keep their number and my
call
number on their phone. So I won't, because they're going to call me directly. They're not going to go through Angie's. So I'm hoping to build that up. Like, I think that's what, you know, some people have told me. You know, I've applied for HomeServe. Have you heard of HomeServe? I'm sure you have.
I believe so. It sounds familiar.
They're a real big warrant, big, huge national. Actually, they're global. They're a global, home, what's the word? Warranty company.
Warranty.
That stuff. I applied for that.
Yeah.
Correct. And in New York City, water and sewer is a big thing for them.
Right.
So again, I'm just trying to see where all the work comes from. And obviously, you know, you can only eat so much at a buffet. So I'm not the kind of guy to take on a lot of work and then hurt myself with reviews. I want all my reviews to be aces. So if I see myself getting bigger and bigger, I'm going to expand as much as I possibly can. Obviously, I'm sure you know this too. You know, the workforce is very tough. So I pay my guys very well. So, you know, I always pay them well. I give them a chunk of the profits for a percentage to make them incentives. So I try to do the right thing. So at the end of the day, it makes my business bigger. So you gotta try, right? You gotta try.
Right.
You know, so, so the more I get, the more, like I said, the more people that call me and love me, they're going to store their number in my phone. So one day, maybe I'm not going to be able, I don't need Angie's Leads. I don't need Google. I don't need a website.
Right.
That's where I'm trying to get. That's honestly where I'm trying to get to, right? So, but again, it's nice to have a website that gets the leads. There's always new customers. We got millions of customers in New York. The saturation percentage for plumbers and for it's a little different, right? So when your sewer goes out or your water, that's an emergency situation, right? You can't use your restroom.
Exactly.
You know, you can't take a shower. You can't wash your clothes. So it's always an emergency when someone calls you. So that's how I see it. I could be wrong, but that's how I'm seeing the future of things.
Exactly. And you know what? And you have a great point there. And I thank you for sharing that with me, George, because it helps me better understand what your goals are and how we're going to help you achieve those goals, right? Keep in mind, this is not geared to overwhelm you and inundate you, okay? But again, as you mentioned, when someone needs a plumber, it's a service that they're needing, right, at that moment. Because you can't go without water. You can't go without using the bathroom, taking a shower, even cooking, washing dishes, all of that. It's the artery.
Correct.
So as far as with the pricing, okay, I'm able to offer you as a discounted rate. Now, I know Tara mentioned that you've been in business for 8 years, but, I mean, you've been doing this for quite some time being in the industry. But officially, it's been like 8 years. Okay. So I would still offer you as our legacy discount. Okay? So I'm going to share the original cost with you only because I want you to see where you're getting the savings. Okay? Originally, this platinum package runs $599 a month and it comes with a $299 setup fee. I mean, it's almost $900 original rate just to get started, and then every month after is $599. What I'm doing for you is your monthly cost will drop to $299 a month, and the setup fee, I'm knocking off $200. So the setup fee is a one-time $99. That's to cover the programming, okay? The initial investment for you to get started today would be $398. Every month after is a flat rate of $299. Month to month, no contracts, okay?
Okay.
Now, what that's going to include... Go ahead.
No. I spoke to Tara. Now, and obviously, you know, your sales department. Now, what have you seen as far as, I asked Tara about numbers, you know, obviously, do you have any kind of data that shows, hey, you know, Frank's Water Sewer is going to be number one in certain locations, but what's the exposure? Have you seen the clicks? Have you seen the, you know, people opening up that page? Have you seen that? You know, do you have numbers like that?
Oh, yeah, great question. So, just to be clear, okay, no company out there, not even Google, can tell you, okay, George, your company is going to be listed as number one or number two or number three. It's all going to depend, George, on where they're searching from, how they're searching, right? What keywords they're using or keyword phrases is what's going to determine how your company is popping up. We make sure that you always come up as a top recommended option, not just in the local map, okay? The local map is the exclusive listing, okay? But we also list you at the top of the page, which is in the Google Ads. The Google Ads are on a rotation, right? But the Google Ads, okay, George, is how we can target those specific cities, zip codes, counties, or by a mile radius. Now, in your case, because there's certain areas you like to target, right? I wouldn't recommend covering a mile radius because you mentioned, you know, the certain areas like Brooklyn, Bronx, Westchester, and Manhattan, right? So
Queens.
We would want to target, Queens is one of them as well. So we would want to target by specific cities, okay, with the Google Ads. Now, as far as like, I can give you a number of searches, and these are searches that were done in the last 30 days, okay? When I put into the database to see how many searches were done for plumbers, now that could have been someone looking for, you know, a sewer drain, right? Someone looking
anything.
For...
Anything. It could be anything.
Anything. Under the plumbing services, okay? What it showed me, that in the last 30 days, there was 1,213 searches that were done. That's not saying phone calls, searches, okay? I mean, I think if I got that many phone calls, I would go bat crazy, right?
No, is that in those territories?
That's within your service area, yes. From your zip code within the service area, okay? Now,
you know what? I'd be honest with you, Nadine. It doesn't sound like a lot. The reason why I say that is because in New York, you know, we got 10 million people. You know, we're saturated here. We're on top of each other. So, you know, 1,000 calls plus. Like, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but, you know, I could be wrong, you know, because, you know, I Google stuff all the time, right? But it could
Well, and these are,
is, okay.
And these
I,
are searches
got,
is what I'm saying in
yeah,
your
search.
Area.
Right, right.
Okay? So, and that's within your zip code, right? And about 10 miles around you.
Right.
That's what I mean by the
right.
area, okay? So okay. with that amount of searches that were done in the last 30 days, if you could capitalize, what I'm saying is 10% of those searches, right, that they were phone calls for you, I mean, especially in the plumbing industry, there's no doubt in my mind you're going to land at the very least, I would say 2-3 jobs or even more than that. Because when it comes to a plumber,
yep.
right, it's a needed
right.
service. So that's why making sure that you're an option for people to call is how we're going to do that. And that's by listing you for the specific keywords and keyword phrases pertaining to your services, right? When I needed a plumber, and this was just like not even a month ago, the house that I rent, the owner was like, we need a plumber. Do you know one? And I said, I don't, but I'm going on Google right now. And I'll tell you, I called two guys. The first company, The guy came out. It was like a pretty big company, right? They came out. They gave us, no joke, an estimate. They told her $14,000, okay, to do all the repiping. They told her they wouldn't have to break the concrete because one of the, those, what is it, the cleanouts? It was like in, under the step. Oh, we don't have to break that. It's going to take us 4 days. I told her this. I said, look, it, we still got a bathroom we can use. We're going to get another estimate. Okay. At least compare two of them. You know what I mean? So we did that.
Yeah.
The next company.
Hey, I had one question. Have you ever heard of PageHub? PageHub?
Yes, I have. They're one of our competitors.
They're just calling me right now. I just seen PageHub, and I just sort of blocked you out. But go ahead.
Yeah, it's okay. And so what I ended up doing was we got this other company to come out. And grant you, George, they weren't a really big company. In fact, it was a family-owned company, okay? And they came out, and the guy, very straightforward, he's like, look, I'm going to tell you exactly what we have to do, and I'm going to tell you the cost. He's like, I'm not going to pull no punches. I'm very straightforward. And he told her straight out, we have to break that concrete. There is no way getting around that. So this is what it's going to cost. And it was the fact that the guy was straightforward and very genuine is why we went with him. And they were a smaller company.
Well, listen. Yeah, I can speak for myself. I'm a professional estimator when it comes to water and sewer. I could do it from here as long as I have pictures and video. You know,
right.
I know my capabilities. I've done estimates in over $20-30 million a year for people.
Right.
So all I know is I know my honesty. Like I said, I'm not worried about my integrity when it comes to that stuff. But you're right. Some people just say, you know what, the big company, they see the big trucks, they've got to know, like Roto-Rooter. Though Roto-Rooter is one of the corporation. People feel that I know what Roto-Rooter does. I'm not going to bash them. But I know what they do. They upsell. They always scare people. But listen, let me ask you another question because I'm interested. For $200, how would you say? Would you say a month?
It would be $299 a month. The startup, the initial investment is $398. The startup is $299 every month after that.
So let me ask you a question, Nikki.
Yeah.
I get phone calls all the time. Oh, you need warranty. You need this. You need that. How do I verify you're who you are? Don't take this the wrong way because I get people call me all the time, right? Now,
absolutely
let me ask you
not.
A question. Here you are, you see like two nice ladies, you're calling me, you want to sell me something. Let's face it, you know, I'm not saying you're scamming, but how do I verify that this is legit, this is the real deal? How do I put my trust into what you're saying as far
absolutely.
As what's going on?
Great question, and I thank you for asking that. So our company, we're located in Costa Mesa, California. In fact, this month, we just turned 17 years. I did send you, because I figured we were talking on your cell phone, I sent you a link to our pricing page. That pricing page, it'll show you our company's local splash. It shows you our Google Premier Partner badge. You're probably wondering, what's that, right? The Google Premier Partner badge is a badge that we've earned, okay? Google has requirements that we had to meet in order to be a premier partner of theirs. Once we met those requirements by having our technicians highly trained, certified, we had to demonstrate, you know, the ad skills, the net spend, and all of that. Once we met the requirements is when Google allows us to combine our services with their advertising. So it is a badge that we've earned, okay? We've been around now 17 years. Go ahead.
I'm sorry to cut you off. So basically, you work with Google. You're like a contractor that gets people, and then whatever you do with Google, it's kind of like solar power. They say it's for free, but everyone gets their cut, correct?
Right. So the way that it works, right, Google does not call the general public directly. They work with corporations like Target, Walmart, you know, Macy's, those type of corporations, right? There's Google Premier partners like ourselves. In fact, I think we're one out of 40 in the United States that work with businesses like yours with assisting on getting listed on the first page of Google, okay? There's many companies out there, and I'm going to tell you this, George, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm very transparent. There's a lot of companies that'll charge you like $100. There's some companies that charge $50 for the year. Those type of companies are what you call resellers, right? There's nothing exclusive in what they do. A lot of those companies, all they're doing is PIN verifying your business. They're not doing anything with getting you found on that first page. If you wanted to PIN verify your business, George, you can do that for free yourself. Now, if you PIN verify your business on Google on your own, it doesn't cost you anything, but you're probably going to wind up on page 30 or page 10. I mean, you never know where you're going to wind up at, right? You could do Google Ads on your own, George, but when you do Google Ads on your own, you're managing it, you're incurring that cost per click. It can get very expensive if you're not familiar with the algorithm and how, you know, what keywords you're using. It can be very costly. When we manage all the service for you, right, you're not going to incur that cost. We're incurring it, not you. And we're making sure that we're using the proper keywords and that we're maintaining you on that first page. That's why we can offer it to you at a flat rate, okay, without you paying per click or per call.
I can cancel any time I want, correct?
Absolutely. In fact, I read to you a voice verification recording, okay, for your protection. It outlines our service agreement. It goes over the billing, your billing date, and it also states in there that you can cancel your services at any time, George. All we ask is that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due so that you're not incurring charges. This is not a marriage. You don't have to find a divorce lawyer to leave us. Okay?
Okay.
That
so
I will tell you.
For me to invest $300-$400, whatever it is, for the first month and see how it goes, like, listen, if I get one lead, right, I'll call it a lead, I get a job, it'll probably pay for the full month, right? Let's face it, right? So if I could get another 15 jobs, let's just say 10, 15 jobs, 10% of that 1,000, whatever it is, I'd be in good shape. That would you know, make me feel good. Like,
absolutely.
Another job, roughly, you know, one point something extra job a day. So what's the next steps?
So the next steps for us to set up the account, it takes about 10 to 15 minutes. What we do is we verify the business information, make sure everything is accurate and consistent. We're also going to have Google send out a PIN code to you, so we want to make sure that we PIN verify you in the right address. However, we hide your address, especially if it's your home address, because we don't want anyone showing up at your house, right?
Sure.
Now,
I've seen that done before.
Right. And it still mind-boggles me why HomeAdvisor and Angie's Leads always has the address there. I mean, a lot of businesses have a home office, so why the address shows, I don't know. But we hide the address. Now, as far as
just so you know, just to that point, I'm driving right now. I'm in Toledo, Ohio. So if for some reason, if we get cut off, call me back, because obviously
I will.
Over the phone right now, correct?
I will. I will. No worries. So that's the process. Now, we also read the voice verification to you before we even process the payment, because I want to make sure that you understand everything clearly. I send out 2 emails to you as well, okay, with everything in writing, the price, everything that's included in the program, so that you have that for your records, okay? The real beauty that I'm going to say of this program, George, is that it comes with a customized tracking and reporting system. You're going to be able to track your results, okay? With this reporting system, you can go in at any time. You can view your listings. You can see the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you received, and the location of the search where they performed it, okay? In addition to that, you're also able to track the calls that you're getting from new customers. Now, let's just say you want to add some keywords, right? Maybe you feel like running a promotion. You could change any of your content, but you always have the assistance of your account management team, okay? We are here to assist you with it all. We're going to do all the work. Basically, what you're doing is picking up your phone when the calls are coming.
Okay. Like for the keywords that I do, I don't do inside plumbing. I do the main heavy stuff. So I want sewer and water. I want out. So like obviously backups, sewer backups. If you see my website, water jetting, I want all those keywords obviously in there.
Absolutely.
Right? If you look at my website, Those are
and
the
I was looking at that.
Sewer backup, trap backup, that kind of stuff. That's from the inside the house out. Now, do I have the resources of the inside? I do, but I like the outside. That's what I'm geared up for.
And we want to make sure that we're getting you found for those specific keywords. So part of the process when we're setting up the account is I go over some of the keywords with you. When we also, okay, we'll also set up what's called a client interview, which is with one of our technicians. We do set it up at a time that's convenient for you. And what we'll do is we'll block out an hour. Now, the client interview, it can take approximately between 30 to 40 minutes. It just depends on how many questions or details. That's where I say the real magic is going to happen. Okay, I like to believe it's with me, but it's not. With the technician, they have the database. They are going to go over all of the specifics with you very more in detail. They'll talk to you about the areas that we're targeting, you know, the specific keywords and keyword phrases, okay? And we are constantly maintaining your listing because we know as long as you're successful with our program, it's going to equal our success just as well. So rest assured, we don't just throw you up there and say, good luck, now swim. You know, we are constantly, you know, managing your account. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, I mean, I think with it being a month-to-month program, George, and that there's no contracts involved, I feel it's something you would want to take advantage of today and give a shot. I mean, this way we can give it to you.
I want to give it a shot. Like I said, if I can get 10%, 15% exposure, that covers a lot of my bills, you know. And obviously, every little bit counts, right?
Absolutely. Now, I did see that there's an email address. It was on your website. It's frankssewer@gmail.com. That's a good email for you?
Correct.
Okay,
yes,
perfect.
That's the one. Frank,
so what I'm going to do
Frank
first?
Sewer. Yeah.
Yes. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to send you two emails, okay? The first email is going to be labeled Google Advertising. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, okay? And it's going to entail everything that's included in the program, the platinum package at $299 a month with the one-time setup fee of $99, okay? No contracts. So I'm going to send that one to you first. And then the second email that you're going to receive, it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. It's going to give you an overview of the reporting system just so you can get familiar with the reports, okay, on how they'll look. All right? So those will be the first two emails. Now, I'm also going to send you two text messages as well to your cell phone, okay? The first text message that I'm going to send you, Frank, I know you go by your middle name, George.
George, yeah, whatever you want. Go ahead. Okay.
Frank, George.
I'm here.
You know, there's a lot of Franks in your family, but there's a lot of Anthony's in mine.
There you go.
So we have to call one Tony, the other one Aunt or Big Aunt. And yeah.
Don't worry.
Now, I'm going to send you these two text messages, right? The first text message that I'm sending you, George, it's going to actually have our customer service number. Anytime that you have an update, a question, a concern regarding your account, you will contact customer service, okay? And then I'm also going to send you a second text message. It's going to have a link to a YouTube video that's about 6 minutes long. The YouTube video is actually going to give you a demonstration on how you go in to your reports and how you view them, okay? It's really simple, nothing too complicated, but when you do have time, please take a look at the video just so you can kind of get familiar with it, okay?
Got it.
All right. Now, I know your first name is Frank, but you go by George, correct? That's your preference.
Yeah, you call me George. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your last name, George?
I'll spell it for you. D as in David, J as in John, U as in umbrella, R as in Robert, A as in apple, S as in Sam, E as in Edward, V as in Victor, I as in ice, C as in Charlie.
Okay. How do you pronounce that?
Durasevich.
Durasevich, right?
Yeah. J Sure.
Oh, okay. And it's the capital D with a small J, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. So D as in David, J as in John, U as in umbrella, R as in Robert, A as in apple, S as in Sam, E as in Edward, B as in Victor, I as in ice cream, C as in cat, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I would have messed up your last name if I would have tried to pronounce it. I get the same problem when I was growing up as a kid with my last name.
I always tell people the D is silent. So it's,
okay, Jurcevic, got it. That makes it simpler. Okay. Now, the phone number that we're going to have listed on Google, this will be the number that clients contact you on. Is that going to be the 914-438-6000?
That will be it.
Okay. Now, as far as the company name, the way it's going to read on Google, I have it as Franks with an apostrophe S, sewer, drain, the and symbol, and then water. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, we're going to have Google send out that PIN code to you. Okay, it's going to come in the mail. It looks like a postcard. What address are we going to have them send it to?
1333A.
Uh-huh.
North Avenue.
Okay.
That's New Rochelle, New York, N-E-W, Rochelle,
okay.
R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E, put Suite 133, a lot of threes.
Suite 133?
Yes.
Okay.
10804.
Okay, and I'm just going to repeat it back to you. 1333, A as in apple, North Avenue, Suite 133. And that's New Rochelle, New York, 10804. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And I'm going to hide that address. You do want it hidden.
Correct.
Okay. Just want to confirm that. Now, this is where you're going to be PIN verified, okay? But some of the notes that you and I are going to go over afterwards, the notes is where I'm going to name the specific cities that you want to target, okay?
Okay.
So that way we make sure we're targeting those areas. Now, keep in mind in your client interview, the technician is going to re-verify all this information just to make sure I have everything accurate, okay? And they will go, you know, crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, okay? Now, as far as for the billing, okay, the card that we'll be using today for the payment, George, does that card have your name? Does it have the business name?
Yeah.
Does it have both?
My name.
Okay. Now, does it read as Frank or as George?
Actually, it reads as George, believe it or not.
Okay. Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah.
And it just says George Jurcevic, or is there like a middle initial?
No, just George Jurcevic.
Okay. Is it the same billing address as the address that you gave me for the PIN code?
Yes.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
Let me pull it out of my pocket.
Okay, take your time. Take your time. I know you're driving. Be safe.
No, my daughter's driving. My daughter's driving us. So.
Oh, okay. Isn't that cool when you have, you know, your daughter or your son driving you, right? My daughter makes me nervous. My daughter makes me nervous. I'm always hitting the brakes on my end. And she's like, Mom, why are you hitting the brakes?
I know. You ready? You ready?
I'm ready. Yes, sir.
5178.
Okay.
050584.
Okay.
3522.
Okay.
6166.
And expiration?
823.
Okay.
And the CV code is 930.
Okay. I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy. Okay. You said 5178. 0584, 352-6166, correct?
Yep.
And that is August of the year 23, and the CVV on the back is 930.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So before I process the payment, okay, as I mentioned to you, I'm going to read you what's called a voice verification recording. I'm going to walk you through it. It's going to outline our service agreement. It's also an added form of protection for you that we send in writing, okay, along with your invoice. The reason that I'm reading this is because I do have you, George, at that discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise, okay? Now, as I am walking you through it, if there is anything that you don't understand, do me a favor and just stop me so that I can review it and clarify. Just say, wait a minute, Nadine, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it, okay? I just want to make sure that before we process the payment, that you have a clear and firm understanding. Sound good?
Give it a shot. Let's see.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Frank's Sewer, Drain, and Water.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Frank George Jurasevich, owner, operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 28th, 2021, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 28th day in the discounted amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms? Did you hear that last part, George?
Yeah, I said yes. I said yes.
Okay. Okay, because the phone kind of cut out, and I thought maybe you were driving through a patch.
Okay.
Okay. So just remember, you know, 3 business days before your next billing is due. If you're going to cancel, at least call us 3 business days before that next billing is due so that way you're not incurring any charges. Okay? Now, that concludes that. Before I process the payment, I know you had asked Tara, like, if there's, you know, about, you know, is it monthly? Do you get more of a savings when you pay up front? So just to kind of go over that with you, even if it's something you don't want to do now, but let's say later on down the line, if you want to switch to that, we can. We do offer prepaid packages, right? It gives you more of a savings. So if, let's say, you paid for 3 months every month, at the end of those 3 months, you would have already invested $996, okay? However, we also offer a prepaid package where if you pay $800, it gives you like a savings of $196, somewhere around there. But it covers you for the 3 months, okay? We also offer a six-month program. 6 months prepaid is $1,300, and then we do a year prepaid is $2,500, okay? Those are options for you. It's up to you if you want to do any of those or if you want to stick with the monthly as we just discussed.
Okay. I'll stick with the monthly for now. Let's see how it goes.
Absolutely. I think you should stick with the monthly, only because this way you can really track your results and all that. Not to say that we're not going to do our job, but you always have those options at any time, okay? So now the next thing that I'm going to be doing as well is looking at our calendar to check on the availability for your client interview. I'm looking now, how does your schedule look for, let's see, how does your schedule look for tomorrow? Do you prefer like earlier in the morning? Okay.
I'm traveling. Let me take a look. I'm traveling right now, so
let's see here.
Now, how long's the interview?
The interview, we block out an hour. It can take between 30 to 40 minutes. It just depends on how many details or how many questions you have.
Yeah, so it's all based really on me asking them questions, correct?
Well, what they're going to do, just so you know, so you know what to expect, right? They're going to re-verify, like, the information that you and I verify. They're going to talk to you about the areas that we're going to be targeting, right? They're going to go over that more in detail, right? You don't need to be in front of a computer, but if there's more questions that you have or clarification, I mean, that's where that magic's going to happen, right? But a lot of it is re-verifying what I verified with you because we really want to make sure that everything is accurate and consistent, okay? So
can we do it tomorrow noon? Can we do it noontime tomorrow, Eastern Standard Time?
Let me take a look and see. I should have that available. You said at noon for you, right? So let me look at the calendar.
Eastern Standard Time, yes.
Yeah, so that'll actually be, in fact, I have availability for that time. So they would call you between 12 and 1 o'clock, and they'll call you from an 877 number, okay? In fact, you'll receive an email with that. And I'm just re-verifying because it says I have that account. I think maybe I might have missed a number or put it down wrong. Let me see here. You said 5178 for the card number.
The credit card, you mean?
Yeah. Hold on, it says it was invalid.
I just got a brand new card, so.
Did you activate it?
Thanking you. Yeah, I did. Usually I get a text. So this one, 5178.
Right.
0584. 0584. 3522 6166. Hold on, let me see if this is the old card. Hold on.
Okay.
Freaking credit cards. I want to make sure.
I had to put all of mine in the safe. I'm like, forget it.
Yeah. I have a few of them. That's the one.
Okay. And you said August of 23, right?
Yeah, 823.
Okay. And then that's 930 on the back.
Correct.
Okay. Let me see. It could have been that maybe I missed a number, that I had something wrong. It'll let me know right now.
Yeah, let me look. I'll look online. I know I used it today, so.
Okay.
Does it go through like even another one? Yeah, I'm just looking at it right now.
Yeah, it says invalid.
I don't understand. I'll give you another one. Here, hold on. Give me my address.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, give me one sec. Is it the same billing address? And you said your name says George on it, right?
I know. I'm looking at it.
Okay.
Yeah. Usually I don't know why it's not working.
Usually you'll get a notification if it wants you to approve
it.
Yeah,
text, I text yes or no. Did you make this charge? But maybe because I'm on the phone with you, it's not going through. But here, I'll give you my Amex.
Okay. All right. What's the name on the Amex?
Same thing, George. Same thing.
George. Okay. And then what's the billing address for that one?
461.
461.
Bedford Road.
Bedford Road.
Armonk. Armonk, New York.
Uh-huh.
10504.
Okay.
I'm gonna cut this card. They give you some of your problems. This card.
Give me just. You said 461 Bedford Road, right? Armonk?
Correct.
10504.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And you said this one was an Amex, correct?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Whenever you're ready.
3726.
Uh-huh.
596.
Mm-hmm.
349-61018. Expiration 825. And the CV number is 8085.
Okay. I'll repeat it back to you. 3726-596-349-61018. Correct?
Yep.
Okay. And that expires August of 25. And then the CVV is 8085. Correct?
No, 8058.
8058. That's why I always repeat it. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just update that. Okay. That one went through. Now, you're going to be receiving your invoice, a copy of your receipt. We send it both to your email, and we also send it to your text messages. Do you see it there?
Okay. Let me look.
Okay.
Take a look here. I didn't get nothing yet, but...
Okay, it should be coming through shortly. In the meantime, I'm setting up your client interview. All right. Now, you're also going to receive an email from us as well with a client interview. It's going to show you the time, which keep in mind it's going to be at your time, not at ours. It'll say Pacific Standard, but you guys are 3 hours ahead of us. So it'll also, an hour prior to your interview, because I'm scheduling it for them to call you between 12 and 1 o'clock, they're going to call you as a reminder from an 877 number. Just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. If you don't answer the first time, I mean, they're still going to try to reach you, okay?
No, I answer all my calls.
And also an hour before your interview, you'll receive a reminder from us just to notify you of your upcoming interview, okay?
Yeah.
And then we're going to go over some notes as well. The notes are going to be for the technician just to give them a basis, you know, to go from. And then we'll be all set. Okay? So let me get this email over to you, and then we'll make sure that you got your receipt as well. Okay, now. Okay, awesome. If you could do me a favor, George, if you open the receipt, it's the one that says, Dear George Juskovic, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yes.
Okay, click on where it says, click here. Okay, now it should take you to a page that says at the top, Local Splash, Terms of Experience.
Yep.
Okay, you're going to scroll all the way down to the bottom, okay? There's going to be right above where it says sign, there's a little box to the left, and right next to that box it says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is accurate and correct. You see that there?
Yep.
Okay, you're going to click on that box because you are certifying that, yes, you're the authorized signer and holder of that card. And then right below where it asks for your signature, you're just going to type in your name, George, exactly as it reads. Okay? You don't need to put in the date because it's already populated. And then you'll confirm signature. When you do that,
yep.
George, let me know. The next thing you should see, it'll ask you, like, for a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
I see
it. Okay, perfect. So I wanted to walk you through this part because this is where you'll actually go in and view your reports, okay, tracking your success with our program. Okay. Now, you don't have a username or password yet because the technician, once they speak with you, they're going to create the customized tracking and reporting system. So you'll receive another email from us with a username and a password, okay? That's why I want you to watch the video, okay? Now, I know you mentioned that the services, you know, the keywords that you really want to be found for are the ones that are listed, like, on your website. So just to kind of go over with you briefly, as I'm pulling it up here, I see sewer and drain excavating, hydro jetting, clean out drains and sewer lines, video inspecting sewer and drain lines for tree rot, infiltration, removing tree roots from sewer and drain lines, lining sewer pipes to make them last for decades. Anything that I'm missing right now that you want me to add additional
in there? That's perfect.
Okay, perfect. So I'll make sure to list that.
And 24-hour service, right?
24 hours. Yes, sir. Correct. And we're going to go over, like, your hours of operation as well. And that's for both residential and commercial?
You're correct.
Okay. Now, do you prefer for clients when they contact you just by phone, text, email, all three? What do you prefer?
All three. Doesn't matter.
All three. Okay. Now, the areas that we're going to be targeting, okay? I know we talked about Brooklyn. I'm just jotting this all down.
Queens.
Brooklyn.
Yep.
Queens. I'm looking back at my notes here.
Bronx and all of Westchester.
Okay, all Westchester. Okay, and they're going to still go over all of this with you again. It might sound redundant, but again, we want to be accurate. And then it's not required, but you're licensed and insured or in the process?
Just insured. We don't need a license to do cleaning.
That's what I figured.
For the excavating, my other company does it. So.
Okay, not a problem. And hours of operation, do you want me to just put 24/7 or do you want me to put specific hours and emergency services?
Yeah, put 24/7 emergency service, right?
And what forms of payments do you accept?
Right now, I have to get my credit card machine. It's supposed to be here.
Okay.
Now we only expect, check and cash, obviously.
Do you do any Venmo, PayPal, Zelle?
Yeah, Venmo.
Okay. So I put cash, check, and Venmo. Once you start taking credit cards, just let us know and we'll go ahead and update it. Okay?
Yep.
Now, the last thing that I'm going to go over with you, George, is the timeline. Okay? Now, keep in mind, as these things are being processed and completed, we are going to be sending you notifications when you're live in the Google Ads, when you're live in the directories, when you're live in the local map, okay? So we do keep you in the loop. Now, within 6 to 10 days, George, you're going to receive a PIN code. It's going to come in the mail. It'll look like a postcard, okay? It'll say Google at the top. The PIN code is going to be mailed to you within 6 to 10 days. You'll receive it, and that PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. The technician will go over it with you as well because we'll need that PIN code, okay? So if anyone gets the mail before you do, make sure to let them know that you're expecting that PIN code. It's not junk mail, not to throw it away. Okay? Now, within 5 to 7 days, we are going to have you listed within all the popular directories, okay? Directories like Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB. Those are just to name a few of the directories that we're going to be listing you on as well, okay?
Okay.
With the Google Ads, you're going to be listed there within 7 to 14 days. You'll be listed in the Google Ads at the very top. Typically, what our terms and conditions states, and we send this to you in writing, okay, is that your business will have first page placement there in the local map section between 30 to 45 days. However, I will tell you, George, that we like to underpromise and overdeliver, and there have been times that I've seen it happen sooner. So as soon as you get that PIN code, call us and give us that PIN code, okay?
Okay.
So this way we can optimize your listing. Now, because we know it's important for you to start getting those calls as quickly as possible directly to you, is why we supplement your listing with the Google Ads within the 7 to 14 days that you'll be listed there, okay? But again, we keep you in the loop on the steps as they're being completed, all right? And your website, we're going to make sure that that's also attached to your listings as well, okay? Any other questions for me, George, before I let you go?
No, that's it. I
want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family, and I want to thank you, George, for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you, and you've definitely made a great choice. And I hope I hope that you have yourself a very happy and profitable new year.
You too. Thank you so much.
Such a pleasure speaking with you. Have a blessed day, okay?
You too, dear. Bye.
All right. Thank you, George.